Doug in Woodlake has a couple questions about painting. He says, what kind of wall preparations do I need to do to paint where he's going to paint over some dusty old paint? He wants to avoid peeling and bubbles and whatnot.
If it's dusty, old is old. I mean, paint, but if it's dusty, you wipe it down with, you wash the wall with laundry detergent would be fine and water and a rag. You ever see Rudy's quality painting guys come in?
I try to avoid the sight of hard work at any cost. Yeah.
You'll see them and they do very little painting. The painting's done in like 4 hours.
Oh, it is true.
And the prep work takes 3.5 days.
Hand to God.
And they are washing every square inch of the wall.
Hand to God. When we left our last house, we had Rudy come in and take we had all these different colors and different spaces, and the realtor wanted us to make everything a neutral tone to sell the house, and darn if she wasn't right. But anyway, when Rudy, and bless her heart for unburdening me of that house, but Rudy's crew came in, and they spent they were there 3 days before they cracked a can of paint.
Absolutely. They painted the outside of my house. It was a 4-day job. They only painted for half a day. The house looks great, and they were prepping and wiping and prepping.
You wonder how many complaints does he get that, how come you're not painting?
I know. Just let the man do his stuff. That's called professional painters.
How we feel?
It's all in the prep.
So wash it down?
Wash it just with a rag. You know, Charlie, wash it.
He's also thinking about painting, and I'm going to double dip here for Doug, but he also is thinking about painting tile for a temporary fix in the shower and bathtub. Thoughts?
Not a good idea, unless you have it professionally, have one of those new finishes put on there. That will last a little while, like refinishing a bathtub.
Right.
Those companies will do that too, but I don't think painting just paint. Someone's going to have a surprise about 3 months down the road after they buy the house.
You're going to put your hand.
Did you know the tile was green?
No, what's going to happen, I think, is he's going to reach back in the shower and put his hand on the wall and it's going to come down with a big piece of paint on it, right?
Yeah,
it's going to just peel right off.
It's great if you just look at it. Once you start showering in there,
well,
stuff, you're in
let's
trouble.
Just assume that they bathe regularly. That Doug, if he's been careful about painting,
the house, right?
He practices good hygiene.
Isn't he selling this house?
No, he wants to paint it.
Oh, well, if he doesn't use it, they can paint it. But if he's going to use it.
Okay, so Doug
he might hose off in the backyard.
To summarize, Doug.
Does he
Tom's
want to wash the walls? I don't know.
Tom's advice to you, Doug, is to go ahead and paint the shower and then use a garden hose in the backyard to bathe with. All right.